The next person we'll hear practices low-stakes brinksmanship and is dealing with credit card companies. His name is Scott Bilker, the founder of DebtSmart.com. He says you can better manage your debt by demanding better deals from credit card companies. Bilker keeps dozens of credit cards and deals with them by doing things that many financial advisors would ask you to avoid.
For example, paying off one credit card with another. If you're going to be late, it's better to borrow money from one credit card, cash advance it, and pay them on time than it is to be late, because when you're late, not only will you get hit with a late fee, but if you're late a couple times, they'll raise your rate to, you ready for this, 29.9%. I mean, geez, I can get better deals, you know, in North Jersey from the mafia
from
than 29.9%.
So let's say that I was somebody answering the phones for the bank, for the credit card company, and you were calling up and trying to get the fees waived or whatever. What are some of the methods of persuasion you might use on me?
Say it was a late fee, and it was your first time being late. They're all going to probably waive that fee very easily. But if they don't, you have to make it clear to them. And I've said this to many of them. I said, listen, it's a $25 late fee. Here are your options. You can either buy a couple pizzas and a soda with that $25 because it's the last $25 you're going to get from me, or you're going to waive that fee and we're going to continue to do business because I've got 10 credit card offers in my mailbox right now that I can switch to very easily.
I'm just thinking here, though, it's a $25 fee. I'm thinking when I've called the credit card company, the amount of time I've spent on hold, the amount of time you can argue with someone, you might spend hours and hours and hours to get that $25 back.
Well, say it took you an hour. That's $25 an hour. In fact, in my book, I've got like about 52 phone calls that took 6 hours and 43 minutes, and the total amount I saved, you ready? $43,000. Comes out to be $6,400 an hour for making these phone calls.
Okay, that's saving money. Have you also been able to make money off credit card companies?
Yeah, actually, I have. I had 4 credit cards, and I cash advanced $62,000, and I put it in a money market account for a year because it was 0% for a year. A year later, I transferred the money back, and so I made like $1,800 in interest.
$1,800 with somebody else's money, basically.
Yes. So for the first time, I was actually making money off of the credit cards instead of them making money off of me.
You have 80 cards.
That's correct.
Why do you have 80 cards?
I would say the general rule of thumb is you need to have as much in available credit as you have debt in order to efficiently keep your rates low. If you only have a few credit cards, then if you have a problem with them, if they raise your rates or the terms change, then you're going to be stuck. So, for example, if you owe $10,000 in credit card debt, you're going to need $10,000 in credit to be able to call those banks and say, hey, listen, I'll transfer my balance right now if you give me like 0% for 6 months. They're going to do that kind of an offer. They're going to take advantage of that.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Scott Bilker is author of Credit Card and Debt Management and also the publisher of DebtSmart.com.